Good morning. It's Thursday, and it's the Thursday after Easter. I was thinking about coming to you and speaking to you today in this strange lockdown times to encourage myself and all of us who are part of All Saints to take on prayer in a structured way. We can't really ask for a better time to do it because we're all locked away in our houses, flats, rooms, wherever it is that we're isolating. And we can't go into our church, our beautiful church. In the early church, of course, Christians were persecuted by the authorities and very often had to hide away to celebrate and to pray. And that wasn't always just in the fact that they would go into the catacombs or some other place together, but very often they would take time to pray at home. And one of the early church fathers tells us that we should pray three times in the day. The rule that crops up time and time again through those early decades is that the Christian prays at the third, the sixth, and the ninth hour. And you will recognise in this that it's something very similar to the canonical hours of the monastic life, where, of course, they pray at other times as well throughout the day and night. I remember well staying at Orton Abbey, and the bell goes, I think, sure it's midnight and or before, and they get up and they offer their prayer. So it's not a deep slumber for many of them. Jesus said to us in Matthew's Gospel that we should ourselves, when you pray, you go into your room, shut the door, which is interesting, isn't it? And pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. What a super direction for us at the moment. Go into your room, shut the door and pray. And then he gives them the Lord's Prayer. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him, he says. Pray like this, Our Father, who art in heaven. So try and devise, perhaps, a morning session, a midday session, and an evening session. And at each one, obviously come and sit and be with the Lord. Perhaps structure that each hour that you're going to do that, or part of a time, it doesn't have to be a whole hour, but part of that time, try and focus on something in particular. Perhaps the first hour you might be praying, or just be quiet even for that first hour with some additional prayers, or part of an hour. The second section of prayer, midday, you may be praying for all the needs that are brought on by the pandemic, and the last hour, perhaps coming to God for praying for your family and loved ones and each one individually. You can structure it which way you want. It doesn't have to be that way at all. And so by doing that, mark your progress, as it were. Take some time to think after doing this, perhaps, say, for a week. Say you start next week on Sunday or Monday, and see at the end of the week how you feel, how the days have been, how it may have affected you, and how it may have actually helped you in your spiritual life. We can think of some other challenges as time goes by. but I'm also considering doing something called a virtual coffee morning. And I will put something on the website about that, where perhaps we can meet on Zoom for a coffee together for half an hour or 15 minutes and have a natter and make your own coffee and bring it with you. And that might be another, but I've got lots of thoughts at the moment how on earth we can get together and be together in this very strange time. May God bless you this morning as you consider what you might be doing, might want to do, and what plans you have about the house or going shopping, because there's not a lot of things you can do at the moment. God bless you anyway. I offer my prayers in the morning and at evening for you, and for the church and for our congregation and for the area and for the world. So if we unite together in that, perhaps I was thinking of putting together also a prayer, which is for All Saints. So I'll have a little think about that, and we'll see what we can put up on the website, but it'll be our own prayer. God bless.